Hi, Gone Wild Audio. It is Violet. It is Nerd Day Thursday, everyone's nerdiest day of the week. I was gonna say favorite, but I realize not everyone is a gigantic nerd like me. And so today I'm gonna do something a little different. I am going to do a hysterical tutoring. Is that a thing? It's a thing now. Earlier this week someone posted a edging challenge using a coin flip. And they were estimating the probabilities in their post, and because I'm a horrible pedantic nerd, I decided to fix that for them. So as my penance for being a pedantic nerd, I'm going to do the challenge, and while I do the challenge, I'm going to attempt to give you a brief tutorial on probability, which will probably be extremely brief, but could be funny. So let's That's how this is gonna go. So I don't have anything written down for this, so if you actually really want to learn about probability, you should probably like take a class. So I'm just gonna ramble incoherently about math with a Hitachi. Like that's pretty much what's gonna happen. And then sometimes I'm gonna flip a coin to see if I'm allowed to come, and hopefully the coin gods will be with me. I'm gonna use heads only, just to make the situation a little more interesting for us all, I guess. Or, because I hate myself. Whichever. Okay. But I won't. Ooh. Count edging until I actually get to an edge. So, I'm gonna start, and I want to talk about the most important thing that everyone should know. Well, there are two really important things that everyone should know about probability. The first one is really easy, or it's kind of simple and it seems kind of dumb when you think about it, but then it becomes important later. So the first thing is the difference between dependent and independent events. So, something like a coin toss or a dice roll, every single dice roll and every single coin toss is independent. There's no, as long as the coin or the dice is fair, it doesn't matter what you rolled before, you're gonna get, a fairly independent answer. Now, most things are not fully independent, but are pretty independent, like the number of M&Ms you'll get in a bag, which is like everyone's favorite thing they make you do in high school, that now I have a complex, and every time I get like M&Ms or Skittles, I have to sort them by color because I've taken too many math classes. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, independent events. So independent events, they're every prob the probability resets at the end of each event. Dependent events are estimated very differently. Good examples of dependent events, just from like a gambling perspective, is poker, because every time a card is dealt, a dealt, oh Lord, every time a card is dealt, it changes the cards remaining in the deck, so it changes the probability. Of the next card. So each card dealt is not necessarily independent of the previous card. There are much more complicated types of independent or dependent events that I'm not gonna try to talk about because I'm clearly failing at this already. It's a long day today. And let's see, so the other thing I'm gonna turn my vibrator on now because I clearly need to be more thoroughly distracted while I try to talk about this. Okay, so the other thing that's really important to know about probability is that there is no such thing as the law of averages. There's no guarantee that you're eventually going to win. There's no the idea that if you flip a coin enough times, you will eventually have coin tosses equal to 0.5 is true. So eventually, if you try something enough times, you will eventually get the average. However, the rule is actually called the law of large numbers because you have to do it hundreds and hundreds of times before you approach the actual probability of an event. So, when you are gambling or playing bingo or doing anything in your life, it is not safe to assume that you would should expect the events in your life to conform to their actual probability. I should not expect to get half heads and half tails during this challenge, because I'm not doing enough. I'm not doing enough trials. In my lifetime, maybe, but during what hopefully will be a very short edging challenge. No, and definitely not during a craps game or a roulette game. So when you're gambling, during the GWA convention in Vegas, which is not a thing but should be, you should keep in mind that there's really no such thing as a streak of luck. And even when you're playing games like blackjack, in Vegas and in other casinos, they use so many decks that it's almost an independent series of events, and it's very difficult to count the cards. So, anyway, at least early on in the game. Anyway, what was I talking about? Okay, I'm gonna take a minute here and just stop talking. Okay, I think now is now the time I flip the coin. I guess I'm gonna flip the coin because I would really, really like to come now. Tails, so it doesn't matter because I'm not gonna get three heads after one tail. Fuck. Okay. Okay, so I will now talk about how you would calculate the probability for this particular exercise, because the idea is that you toss three coin three you toss a coin 3 times, and if you get three of a kind, or in my case, three heads, you get to come. So the important question is, what is the probability of getting three heads in a row? So there are two different ways to estimate that. The easy way, and since we're using something simple like a coin, and we can tell, and we're only doing three trials, the easiest way is to just list out all the different possible combinations. So, heads, 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 tails, 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 heads, tails, heads, tails, heads, tails, 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 heads, 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 tails. I think I might have said that one already. I don't know. Anyway, there are eight total possible combinations, and the one for my challenge in particular that leads to me winning, there's only one. If you were doing heads or tails, there are two, so that's one out of four. For me, it's one out of eight. So that's the easy, basic way. Now, not everything is so easy. So when you're dealing with two independent events like a coin flip, or three independent events like a coin flip or a dice roll, what you can do, and you can even do this if we were doing two coin flips and a dice roll, which would be horrible. You just have to multiply the probabilities for each event together to get the total probability of what you want. So, If I needed something higher than a 2 on a 10-sided die, and I needed 2 heads, then I would multiply 0.5, 0.5, and 0.8 to get to the total probability of success, which is lower than 0.5, 0.5, or 0.8, but you know. Oh, okay. Oh, it's time to roll again. Ooh, okay. Heads, yay. Oh, tails. Oh, okay. Fuck. Evil. Okay. This is the part where things are different for curls because there's not really one edge at a time. It's just sort of the edge. You just sort of live here. What else was I gonna talk about? There's also, just for the sake of conversation, you can calculate probabilities of independent events using what's called Bayes' theorem, and you can do things like understanding the probability of something happening given that another event has already occurred. So, given that it is raining, what's the probability that the picnic has been canceled? That kind of thing. And you can use that in a number of ways that are very interesting and involve lots more math that even I kind of really don't care about, especially like at this exact moment. I don't care. Oh, fuck. Okay. Who heads? Heads again. I've definitely run out of things that I remember about math to talk about now. Yep. Not even really sure what math is at this point. Oh. I think from now on, after each roll, I'm gonna go up a level on my vibrator because you know, this is for entertainment. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh. Okay. Heads. This is such a tease. Heads. Tails again. Fuck. Ooh. Okay, up. Oh. Oh, Lord. Okay. Fuck. Oh, fucking tails. Oh, I hate this coin. Stupid pennies. Why do we even have these? Oh, I forgot to turn it off. Oh, God. Fucking fucking tails. Oh God, I'm gonna be on max soon. That's not gonna be good. Kind of living on the edge here, so I'm gonna wait a minute between each try, otherwise this is gonna get silly. The problem with timers is you have to pay attention to when they started. Which I'll be honest, I did not do. Oh God. Please, 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 please. Oh, God damn it. Oh, thank God, heads. Oh, yeah, heads again. Oh, please, 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 please. Oh, thank fucking God. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, yes. So that has been tonight's lesson in probability and girls coming. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm gonna go have a nap.